I picked up the latest issue of the Game Informer, mainly because it's got a list of the, it's about science fiction games, but it's got a list of the top 25 SF games of all
time. What they thought was the top 25.
Well, yes, we've been looking at the list and we've noticed a few omissions. And
significant omissions.
The top three aren't too bad.
Well, it's a bit tricky because I'd certainly argue all three in the top three should be there. So Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
The whole Mass Effect sequence, classic, well-regarded science fiction. The ending of Mass Effect 3 was a huge controversy, but that said, I mean, I can certainly all put it in my top 10. Portal, which was number 3 in their top 10, Portal was great. I mean, have you played it?
No, I have not. I am game deficient when it comes Portals, to something.
Portal had this great concept where you have a gun, and you shoot a portal on one wall and another portal on the other wall, and if you pass through that first one, then you come out through the other one. And so it's a puzzle-based game based on this idea that it's warping space so that you might, you know, let's say you wanted to jump a really long way. You could put a portal down along on the ground,
right,
and another one on another wall, jump in, you'll be travelling at the speed you are when you hit the first portal, and then you'll come out and off the wall at the speed you went in on the first one and fly across the room. It's a great game.
I think I've seen the cartoon.
Yep.
It has great characters. It's insofar as it has characters, it's just a really, really good game. So it should be there. And Half-Life 2. It's a classic first-person shooter-style game, very science fiction theme. I remember playing it and just loving that game when I played it. So I won't argue to those three. Is that fair enough? We're happy with them?
Yes, and I do point out that my son, who claims not to like science fiction, has in fact played two of the top three SF games.
And
loves them.
Because they are great games. And there's other things in here like Fallout 3, which should be there. System Shock 2, if anyone remembers. I'm really pleased to see EVE Online there. They've got it down at number 13, and I don't know why it's doing it number 13. It should be higher. Again, no one's played it, I imagine, but then you have to devote about 6 years of your life to playing EVE Online. Massive online space trading combat game with thousands and thousands of players forming massive guilds with months' worth of planning to do things and in huge, massive ships that are, you know, size of planets sort of thing. It's a great game. But you need to devote so much of your life to playing it. But I've looked at it, played it a little bit. I have a life, I can't put it to that game. But it's a great game. So there's stuff there, but I was more interested in what wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the Infocom text adventure.
Missing.
It should be on that list. This was one of the greatest text adventures ever released. Douglas Adams was involved in producing it. It was brilliant. It was a great game.
Maybe they just deleted anything that was text-based.
They can't.
They shouldn't.
Well, that would explain the fact that Zork wasn't there.
Mm. I mean, the intro does say the best science fiction games of all time. So they shouldn't be deleting old or text ones. But they
should be keeping Hitchhikers in the list. I mean, everyone would name that one. Doom isn't there.
Oh, that's true. It's not, is it?
And Doom should be there. I mean, what's more, there's not a lot of games more influential than Doom.
You could argue it's basically a shoot 'em up.
Yeah, but it's a shoot 'em up in a science fiction premise.
And it was really...
It's a whole movie based on it.
That's true. It wasn't a good movie, but
that
is true.
It was a truly awful movie.
Okay, why isn't Myst in the list? That's what I want to know.
Myst should have been there.
I agree.
If they did include Bioshock Infinity, so they're obviously not scared to include Steampunk. I wouldn't have included... I would include the first Bioshock over the third, just because I liked it better. But I agree with you. It should have had Myst. Myst is one of the greatest games ever released, I think. And Elite.
Elite?
Yeah, the first space trading game in history. A new version of it has just been released, finally, after... It was originally out on the Commodore 64 and BBC Micro B.
But
it was the definitive space trading game, and it should be on the list.
Yeah. Hmm.